Welcome to Gadgets, a show where we woman-splain the latest technology. I am your host, Caitlin McGarry, senior editor for Gizmodo, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Florence Ion, who is a Gizmodo reporter. Hello, Flo.
I'm saluting you physically and now vocally. Hello.
Thank you. What a joy. What a joy it is to have you here. So this week's episode is going to be a little different because we've decided it's time to take on a gift guide. We get asked constantly about gadgets, and as we head into the holidays, I don't know about you, Flo, but people have been asking me a lot of questions about what new stuff to get. You know, people expect us to know about all the deals, which unfortunately, we do not know of any deals. No.
No.
There will be deals on Gizmodo.com in the next, you know, week or two. So definitely check out Gizmodo.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. Basically, everything's going to be on sale in one form or another. But this week, we just want to give some recommendations. Flo, you and I test a lot of stuff. Really, too much. But these are our personal picks, stuff that we actually like, that we actually use. We're not going off of, you know, an Amazon's best of list to tell you what to buy. This is the good shit.
Although it did inform me a couple times of things I have bought. Like, for instance, I just bought an upholstery cleaner through Amazon's suggestion. So we'll see how it works.
That's not on the gift guide, though.
No.
It's not.
But that was just a side note.
Okay. No, I love that for you.
Thank you.
But I feel like Amazon is not great at recommending gifts for people.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what's good. We know what's good.
Oprah's gift guide only goes so far for all of us. We're not all trying to spiritually find ourselves constantly, Oprah.
Well,
constantly maybe we are, again.
It's a work in progress.
Precisely.
Every day. Yes. So we will not have a guest this week. It's just you and I, Flo. We're in
just
this together.
You and me.
I love it. But before we dive into our gift guide, I wanted to provide a little bit of an update on something that we discussed in our very first episode. So in our pilot, we talked with Victoria Song about the Aura Smart Ring. And we got a lot of questions about it. You know, people were like, wow, I didn't know this existed. Like, this is so interesting. The period tracking features, I had no idea. But Flo, I have to tell you, I have been using this ring. I've been wearing this ring every day for the last couple weeks. And I haven't written about it yet, although I'm going to. But I have to say, I'm really disappointed. Which is weird because we talked about it a lot. I thought, you know, this might be a great addition to the gift guide because it's cute. It's like, see, I'm showing Flo right now. She's nodding.
Oh, that looks really good.
Yeah. It's just like, well, it's kind of giant on me because I have like
it looks like the resin rings that have recently really taken off in popularity. Another thing I found on Amazon, but yes.
Great. Yeah. But so as we talked about on the show, the Aura Ring has all of these new smart features coming, but it's already on sale now. And none of those features are available to try. So you're spending $300 on a new ring that has all of these sensors. And the only features that it has currently are the same ones in the ring that came before it. But this time you have to pay a subscription. So it's $6 a month to access all of the features, not just the new ones, all of them. And those features were free with the previous version of this ring. So Aura is offering 6 months free of the subscription for new buyers because they know that none of the new features are available yet, but the clock has already started on the subscription. So like by the time you actually start paying for it, you'll get to use the features, presumably. They don't have a timeline of when this stuff is coming, but like all of the new insights that you're supposed to be getting, you know, your heart rate during workouts, like all of the cool stuff, not here yet. So I'm disappointed.
This sounds like something that, by the way, would really resonate with a Tesla buyer, somebody who's used to spending a lot of money for something that maybe doesn't offer all the features.
We are going.
I couldn't help but think about the falling upholstery from the cars. But it's disappointing. I mean, $6 to access all of these basic features that you get for free with purchase of another wearable, especially something that is supposed to be a little more geared towards women and femmes.
So the period tracking feature, which we discussed in depth in our first episode, that is available. It's a beta feature currently. It takes 2 months to establish the predictions, which is kind of a long time because I already input all of my information and then it's going to use my temperature to sort of come up with a more accurate prediction.
Aggregate.
Than just.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, what are we paying for here? You know, I don't believe in locking features behind a subscription when previously they were free.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if the gadget itself costs $300, like, don't charge people $6 extra a month. That's so annoying.
Especially now, after they've established themselves as, you know, this is what we're offering.
Yes. You definitely cannot make features that were once free now part of a subscription. That's just absurd. So, needless to say, the Oura Ring is not in our gift guide this year.
Don't do it.
Sorry.
Don't put it under the tree, especially. Don't. It's never a good idea to put something under the tree that is not quite, or excuse me, not just under the tree, but next to the menorah and the other holidays. Yeah, it's never a good idea to put something, give somebody something that is not fully established, even if it's been released in time for the quote-unquote holiday season. And this is just, there's so much coming out from fitness tracking next year. We're still waiting to see, like, what Google's going to fully do with this Fitbit situation. You know, I'm just, that's just to offer an example of just what might be coming to the market in the next year. So it just doesn't feel like a good time. Well, we will talk about some fitness-centric things that are worth buying in our little gift guide. But this ring, stick with something gold or silver. not Oura ring.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then Flo, we're going to dive into the gift guide because we have some recommendations and I think people are going to like them. So be right back. Flo, the holidays are just around the corner. We have Christmas coming up, obviously, but Hanukkah is happening earlier this year than years past.
Right.
It's at the end of November. And then I don't know if you've been hearing about all of the delays and shortages, and it's harder to buy things, and you don't know, like, if something's going to get here on time. So you and I decided the gift guide needs to happen right now. That way people have, 6 weeks to get it together.
Yeah,
or like, but, one week, get it together.
There's still something on my list, by the way, and we'll get to it at the end, that is unfortunately suffering from the supply chain shortages, possibly, or maybe it's just a very popular product, just to offer a tease. But I am finding some of the shortages you're talking about to be happening, which is why this week I am buying everything I absolutely can.
My goal is to buy things this week. Realistically, it's not gonna, I know myself, it's just not gonna happen and I'm gonna be scrambling, but we want to offer some recommendations for people who
some guidance.
Know better than I do and some guidance. Yes. So Flo, we have a couple of categories that people usually ask us about. And the first one is audio. People are always asking, what earbuds should I buy? You know, what headphones do you recommend? It's a really popular thing to gift for the holidays because, you know, you can find stuff at all price points. And, like, who doesn't love, like, a new pair of earbuds or headphones?
Yeah.
So I have a couple of picks, and I know you do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm wearing one of those picks right now.
You're wearing some headphones. Yeah, exactly.
Which I also got from Santa last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great gift. They're very cute. Okay, we'll get into that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I recommend for headphones. I really like the AirPods Max, Apple's AirPods Max. I will say these are $550. And
the most expensive on our list, by the way.
Yes. Yes. So a lot of gift guides out there have been like, buy an iMac, buy a Peloton. And I'm like, this is a gift guide for people who are not gifting iMacs. Mm-mm. So
no one's gifting me. No.
No. We're gonna keep it like sub 500, probably sub 100.
AirPods honestly. Max is the gift you get for the teen who has been getting really good grades, has been like focusing on their Zoom classes, and you're just like, I see you working hard, and this is what I got for you.
Yeah, they're very expensive. I've reviewed them. I wear them all the time. I normally do not believe in spending $550 on headphones, but they are like annoyingly good. They're so good.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to recommend because that's not an insignificant amount of money.
I know.
But if someone in your life is like really, you know, they love audio, they love music, they like to watch movies, like these headphones are so good for all of those things. And yeah, a great kid in your life or like a partner you love, I don't know, somebody who deserves a good pair
somebody
of
who just gave birth,
these are the ones
for instance,
to get.
Get somebody some headphones to like help them. Okay. That's how I got these. Our next pick is the Sony WH, you have to write this down, Sony WH-1000X M4. But if you type Sony
take
M4.
A moment?
Yes.
The stupid product names. Okay. If you want to compete with AirPods Max, you got to do better than WH-1000XM4. Like, what? That's a side note, but I mean, come on. Nobody's going to write that on their holiday
no,
wish list.
No, but you get a discount on the price because of that name. So it's only $350 for these phones.
For $200 less, you can deal with a stupid name.
Exactly. And they're really great. I mean, these things have amazing noise cancellation. They have Bluetooth and a wire in, which I absolutely love. The battery life is... Oh, I can go through most of the week of work using these all day to drown out my family. And I'm only charging them maybe once a week. They come in a couple different colors. And I kind of see them on sale quite a bit. I'll see Amazon kind of throwing out some sales there, some Best Buy sales. And I would say... I haven't tried the AirPods Max, but I will say I feel like they are kind of at the same level in terms of what they offer in audio performance.
Definitely, yes. They both have active noise cancellation. They're both, you know, they both have good battery life. I would say the Sonys are definitely like more lightweight.
They're very comfortable to wear all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the carrying case makes a lot more sense than Apple's, which is literally like the headband sticks out like a handle. So you carry your headphones.
I don't like that.
It's a bizarre design decision. But if you know someone who wants a distinctive look, AirPods Max.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper, more functional, Sony's.
Mm-hmm.
The other question I get a lot is about earbuds. And I have tested a lot of earbuds. And my top pick, whether you have an iPhone, Android, whatever you're using, are the Beats Fit Pro, the brand new Beats Fit Pro. They're $200. They have active noise cancellation. They have little flexible wings, so they just snuggle into your ear, like super comfortable. If you have small ears or the person, you're not buying this stuff for yourself, okay? These are gifts for other people, whoever you're buying for, if they have small ears, this is it. I have to say I prefer them to AirPods, all of the AirPods, AirPods Pro, the new AirPods that just came out. Those actually, neither of those fit my ears well at all. So if you know someone who always kind of struggles with like earbuds not fitting, the new Beats are perfect. And they come in some fun colors.
Purple.
They have active noise cancellation. Like, they're just, yeah, I love the purple. So you can, you know, show some personality. The battery life is great. So I highly recommend those. That's like my top pick for this year, for sure. But Flo, you have some other earbuds.
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to add the Galaxy Buds 2, which I personally bought just as soon as Samsung announced them. I had the first gen Galaxy Buds and I really liked them. So I wanted these. They're way more comfortable. I actually sleep with these every night because I fall asleep to ambient music. And I only fall asleep with one because I'm a side sleeper. And I always wake up with it like right underneath me. Because I move, but that's just an anecdote to offer for anybody.
That's so interesting to sleep with earbuds in. Huh.
Just one of them. It's to help me.
I get it.
I just, you know, stay focused so you fall asleep. Whatever. It works. And they come in a bunch of fun colors. And you can also buy, by the way, a lot of aftermarket covers for them on Amazon. I have a cute Kirby one on mine right now. So just an idea.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, this is a gift guide.
Anything that adds like some personality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So aside from earbuds, Flo, you and I both have this specific speaker that we both love. Mm-hmm. It's the UE Boom 3. It's not brand new. It's been out for a long while, actually. But we both love it. It's like the best portable speaker. I take it to the park. I take it to the beach. I listen to it in my house. I have, you know, Sonos speakers, but I still use this little portable speaker just to like carry it around, listen to stuff in whatever room I'm in. I love it. It's $150 and it's just like the most like utilitarian thing. And it just gets the job done. You know, there are so few things that just get the job done.
It's very good for if you have a camper in your life or somebody who likes to go spend a lot of time picnicking or is just like outdoors. It's very easy to just pop into a bag and carry along with you. And Mona, actually, my kid, she loves her UE Boom 3. I think she just likes it because it's loud. But she listens to nursery rhymes every morning with it. So I hear it in the house, like booming.
That's so sweet.
Old McDonald's is very boomy.
Yes. Get the toddler in your life this portable Bluetooth speaker.
The thing is, kids love
music. It's $150.
Yeah.
No, this is great for anybody. And I've actually got mine on like super sale at Target for like $70. So I'm sure for Black Friday, there's going to be some sort of discount. Mm-hmm. So we both love this speaker. Highly recommend. Next up, we have a couple of smart speakers that we both like. So if you want something that's like a little more capable with like a voice assistant and that can control your smart home, these next couple picks are good for that. So in the Apple realm, we have the HomePod Mini, which is $99. I think it's a great deal because it's super basic, but it does everything you need it to. You can listen to music. You can control your smart home stuff. You can use the Home app on any of your Apple devices to set up rooms in your house and routines. I gave it to my mom for Christmas last year because she just needed something that was like just really basic that you can control and gets the job done. I would say Siri, not the greatest of all the options
That's
out there,
okay.
But you know, if someone, it's just fine. You can set some timers and she'll respond, you know, a little slowly, but it works. It works.
It works.
$99, not bad. HomePod Mini, I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some Google and Amazon suggestions. So I think a smart speaker is okay to buy somebody. You want to get something with a hardware mute button on there for anybody who might feel really weird about having voice control or a hot mic in their home. Again, this is something to really consider. You will find the Nest Mini on major sale right now between $25 to $50, depending on wherever you buy it from. Yeah, it's the cheapest way to get one of these into your home, but that's if you want to live with the Google Assistant. And then on the Amazon side of things, which I'm going to avoid saying the name because it will undoubtedly trigger some people's devices in their homes, is the...
Don't say the word. Don't
exactly.
Say
is the Echo 4th Gen. Now, this is the new smart speaker from Amazon. It's $100. It also performs as a smart home hub, which I've used the previous generations. And so, I mean, Amazon's got a really good ecosystem for that. If you want to bundle in, like, look, Ma, I put some bulbs and, you know, or some smart plugs in here for you. You could do that.
Yeah, like a really practical gift is a bundle, a smart home bundle.
Listen, my mom loves her smart speaker and her smart bulbs. So it's, you know, she consented to it before I bought it for her. So I did ask, can I buy these for you?
Right.
Will you use them? And she loves it. Yeah. There's also a clock version called the, I believe it's the Echo Dot. No, it's the Echo 4th Gen Smart Clock. It's a smaller one. It's $60. That has the time on it. If anybody would like something with the time on it.
Wow. Yes. That's useful.
It is. I mean, Lenovo also makes one, by the way, for Google users, the Smart Clock 2. It's $70. Don't bother getting the wireless pad for it unless you can find it on sale. I'm just going to put that out there. And I'll link to my review as to why. You can go read that at gizmodo.com if you'd like more information.
Read the review.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs> And I want to offer just one last little suggestion, which is I'm going to explain why I don't think you should buy any smart displays coming up. But the Facebook portal, if you have an elderly parent or just a parent who misses their kids and you just want something to help the two of you interface. I know Facebook is, Meta, whatever it's called now, is company non grata in most homes. But if you're still using WhatsApp and Facebook to chat with the people in your life, the portal's really good because it has a physical mute switch that you can just press and immediately turns off the camera and the microphone. You know, it's like a little thing.
Yeah.
It's a little user experience that they added there to just be like, look, if you don't want it, just turn it off. And it's really become a hub in my little social hub in my home, I should say, for the kiddo. Something to consider. Yeah,
it's definitely a lot easier to use than like setting up an iPad to do FaceTime or like a tablet or a phone to do some sort of video call because like the camera can, you know, follow them around. You can easily pick it up and move
it. It's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hesitate to recommend Facebook or Meta devices because of the creepiness factor. But this one has, you know, a few, as Flo was saying, a few privacy protections. So we feel comfortable recommending. Mm-hmm. And Flo and I have both used it and we like it. Mm-hmm.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, so we're going to get into what not to get people in a minute, but I think a lot of people are going to be giving wearables this year. I think smartwatches and fitness trackers are still super popular, and they're only getting better. Flo, you have the Samsung Galaxy Watch 4.
I do.
I have the Apple Watch Series 7 and have also used the new Fitbits, and those are all great. You know, if you're all in with Apple, get the Series 7. It's like got this big display. It has all of the health sensors. I hope my mom isn't listening to this because I'm probably going to get it for her. I like the idea that, you know, it has all of this health stuff. You know, you can take an ECG, you can monitor your blood oxygen levels, which is great for helping you figure out if you're, you know, if you're getting sick, you can see some vitals ahead of time. So you might be able to prepare for that. It has fall detection. So if you're giving a gift to someone who lives alone and is like concerned about, you know, their health or their safety, like this is a really good feature for that. It's a little expensive, you know, as Apple things are. So, you know, $399, not an insignificant amount of money, but I think it's really good for what it is. And yeah, I highly recommend.
I would like to suggest that if you do end up buying a Galaxy Watch 4, there's also the classic version of the Samsung watches, which are a little bigger. If you do end up buying that for, let's say, the Android-using person in your life, maybe hold off on buying them the LTE version, because the battery life – so I have the LTE version of the Galaxy Watch 4, and the battery life is – it's touch and go. Some days it's pretty phenomenal. Like, let's see, right now I'm at 73% after, 5 hours off the charger.
Yeah,
some days it's absolutely abysmal, and I'm charging my watch in the car on my way to my next errand, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's bad. I think a cellular connection is just going to drain any device. And for a smartwatch that's always basically always connected to your phone, most people don't need it. If you like to run outside, or if you're a person who just doesn't like to carry your phone with you, God bless you. But for most people, that's just not.
Well, and the thing about this is, on Verizon, I can't make calls without my phone tethered to it. I can only make an emergency call. So that's essentially what I'm paying for, is the ability to, God forbid, call emergency services if I need to on the trail. So just something don't do the LTE. And then you have to pay for it. And
it's the whole thing.
It's
not a great gift experience.
Yeah. Can I offer some suggestions for subscriptions to go if you do buy a smartwatch for your loved one?
Yes, I would love to hear some subscriptions.
Well, we're going to suggest Peloton, which, for anybody who is, Peloton is great. It integrates with the Apple Watch if the person does have a bike. But I believe, Caitlin, correct me if I'm wrong, you get some stats after a class on the watch?
Yes, you do. So if you have an Apple Watch and a Peloton Bike Plus, you can pair them. It's really easy. You literally just tap the watch to the screen and it syncs. I know. It's the most seamless experience. It's great. But if you don't have a Peloton bike or a treadmill, the Peloton subscription, just the app itself, is great, because you get all of these classes, obviously not treadmill classes or bike classes, but there's strength training, there's yoga, there's meditations, outdoor runs. It's $13 a month. And I think it's a really great way to stay on top of your fitness. If you're even if you don't want to go all in with home equipment or whatever, you don't need to. This is a great option. And it's a good gift, because if you pay for a year's subscription, I think that's really thoughtful.
It is really thoughtful. I also really like Yoga Glow, which is a service I've been using for years, since before they had casting features available. And
yeah, you've
I actually
been talking about Yoga Glow for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I like their teachers. They have a lot of variety of classes. If you're really into some of the niche styles of yoga, like Kundalini and Yin, they're really great. They have some Pilates on there as well, and meditation classes. And actually, both of those subs integrate with Strava Pro, which is another service that I really like. $5 a month when billed annually, and you can get all your stats in there. Strava will keep track of the classes that you take on those two apps, so it has really nice integrations, and it works with the watches that we suggested. So nice little synergy there.
All in one. I love a gift bundle, just, the gift, but some accessories or a subscription. It just feels a little yes, it feels so thoughtful, because the person you're giving it to is oh, this is great. Oh, wow. Okay. They really feel you put a lot of effort into it. And I think it's just so easy. I don't know. I love to give gifts. I'm a gift giver.
Oh, I love that. We have similar love languages.
We do. I love surprises. I love gifts. I love the whole thing. Sign me up. But I'm terrible at thinking about what I actually want for myself, which we're going to get into in a minute. But I've been thinking a lot about this. So, okay. Flo, you have some suggestions for a home office, which a lot of people are still dealing with, or maybe you've returned to the office and you want to zhuzh up your space a little bit. Tell the people. What to buy.
That was a great word, first of all.
Thank you.
it's very hard to say out loud, by the way. So I'm also really it impressed.
Oh, I don't even know how to spell it, actually. Let me Google that real quick.
I actually have some like off the shelf suggestions because look, mechanical keyboards have gotten very custom and very cool in the last couple of years. You can go to drop.com and buy somebody a keycap set if you want, get something pastel-y or neon-y or whatever you're feeling like. But for, let's say you're an entry level, you just want to get somebody like started on it. I would like to point you to the Razer Black Widow V3 Mini wireless keyboard, which I was using for a long time. I also reviewed it for Gizmodo, and it's a really good like entry level wireless keyboard. It also works wired for when you need to charge it, because inevitably that happens for things with batteries. Mm-hmm. And maybe pair that with a custom keycap kit from Razer as well, which they offer. They let you go all in with the aesthetic. So something to consider. I will link that in the show notes.
And then some customization.
Exactly. For anybody who, I guess, let's say you know somebody in your family or a friend who wants like a pastel-y mouse or a pastel-y keyboard, Logitech all the way. Their K380 wireless keyboards are super affordable, $30. You can get a pink one, a white one. I think there's an aquamarine one that's really cute. And then you could pair that with the colorful peripherals that they came out for their gaming lineup. I'll link that in the show notes as well. And that includes colorful headphones, colorful mice in a different color spectrums, as well as I believe they have keyboards to match with that and desk mats. I believe
a desk mat. I know.
Yeah.
If I got a desk mat as a gift, though, I might end that relationship.
That's like, it's like a rolled up stocking stuffer. It's a rolled up stocking stuffer that you put in and you're like, look, I knew you needed one.
Okay. Or you just walk into your home office and the desk mat is there with like a bow. That's fine.
Oh, but like a Lexus.
Yes. Like a Lexus in your driveway.
Couldn't afford you a Lexus, desk- baby. I got you a desk mat.
It can be a side gift. You can wrap it up if you want
to. The luxury of a Lexus and a desk mat. That's all I could afford.
Listen, a leather desk mat is like top notch.
Leather. Razer, by the way, has these like separate leather cushion, wrist rest cushions that you can buy. Oh, very comfy. I keep suggesting Razer, but that's what I've used. So that's what I can suggest.
Okay.
For certainty.
Flo, if you want to get me a wrist rest for Christmas, I would not be upset at you specifically, but
I would find you something really cute though off Etsy. I would get you something custom, like that's what I would do. I would try that route.
Okay, thank you. See, thoughtfulness, that's all anybody wants for the holidays, is just something thoughtful.
Yeah.
But we need to quickly talk about, now that we're on to what not to get people, obviously, do not get like your significant other a desk mat. But in general, Flo, there are a few guidelines that we have for people, because buying someone a gadget is obviously an investment for you, and hopefully it's something that they want for themselves. But there are a few things that we think you just shouldn't get anyone. Like, you can buy it for yourself because you know what you want, but don't get these things for other people. Flo.
Or buy it for yourself because it'll all be on sale. But I really want to just stress not to buy anyone anything with a camera. It's unless they specifically asked for it.
Yes.
It is such a... okay, I'm going to point you to an article that Gizmodo wrote a while back about why you shouldn't buy anybody a Ring device.
Yes.
Pretty amazing reporting there. Go read that. It's from a couple of years ago.
I've surprisingly seen a lot of gift guides with like the new Ring alarm, the new Ring doorbell. And I'm like, unless that person has asked for that item specifically, do not buy someone a Ring, like a security camera, not a, you know, if you want
buy
to
me
give
a Ring,
someone a
please.
Ring, by all means. We love a jewelry moment here at Gadgets.
It won't spy on you.
Exactly. The Ring that you're getting hopefully does not have a camera. But so many gift guides, like, I'm like, who is asking for security equipment for the holidays, first of all? Secondly, no.
Yeah. It's poor form. That's how I feel about that. I cover security cameras. I have used most of the kits that you see out there that are going to slash their prices. And if you would like my opinion on what to buy, you are welcome to DM me and I will help you walk. I will walk you through what you should get. But as far as buying anybody anything with a camera, this includes not only security cameras, but also smart displays. They are very cool. They are going to be on sale again. Amazon, Google, all these things are going to have their prices slashed. But
the Echo Shows and the Nest Hubs, like these things are going to be, on super sale, we imagine. But like, unless someone has asked you for them, do not.
Yeah, except for the aforementioned Facebook portal. And again, it's because I like that one because it's about... it's about getting people to congregate virtually, which I guess is part of the metaverse, but you know, it's more around that, which I can, I suppose I can get on board for that. And it's not that Amazon's product lineup isn't, but if you recall from my Echo Show 8 review, they do have like, you can opt into Sidewalk and even with that hardware mute, which I use at all times, by the way. It's just something there that if the person hasn't consented to it, it just feels like poor form. That's how I feel about that.
I even hesitate to recommend something like AirTags, like which I've also seen on some gift guides. Like, they're cheap. They're you know, a good cheap gift if someone is constantly losing their stuff. But there's also a huge creepiness factor there in that you can track people without their knowledge, although Apple is working on some features that will make that less of a problem. But still, like, don't get people surveillance stuff for the holiday. Like, that's not thoughtful.
If you think it falls under line of surveillance, anything with GPS or a camera, maybe just buy that for yourself.
Yes, buy that for yourself. Gift yourself whatever you want. Flo, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the things that we want for the holidays.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Flo, now is the time for us to fangirl a little bit over some things that you and I might want to see under the tree in the stocking, you know, just around with a little bow. So I chose this because I am in a lot of pain right now. I took a boot camp class last night.
Oh, God.
And I feel like I am dying.
Wait, was it a Peloton
like
boot class?
My whole body hurts. It was a Peloton boot
camp.
I'm scared of those.
I see you guys doing them on the leaderboard, and I'm like, no way. No. I'm okay with my 20-minute Britney ride.
It was brutal. It was like a lot of like lunges and squats and like...
You know what? That's
so
good.
I'm barely able to stand.
It's good for your
today.
Body. That's good.
No, it is. Yeah. But I need some recovery. So I've been hearing a lot about the Theragun, which is like a way to relieve your muscles after intense workouts. And they make a mini version, which I think would be perfect for me because I'm like a petite person and I don't think I need like the full massage gun treatment. I think that's a little intense. So the Theragun Mini is a good gift for me because everyone in my life knows that I'm like really into fitness and I obviously have to do a lot of this stuff for work, but I also, you know, it's just like a fun thing to do in my spare time. So some sort of recovery device like a Theragun. I also love like massage gift cards. Perfect gift. And then I really... I've been wanting this for so long. I want the Samsung TV that looks like art when you're not using it.
Yeah, you do.
It's called the Frame. I've been talking about it forever. And the only reason that I haven't gotten one is because the walls of my house are plaster. So hanging things is like an ordeal. So maybe I don't want it this year in this current home. Mm-hmm. But in the future, this is the gift that I want. It's so cute. And I love the idea of a TV that doesn't have to be a TV.
You know, I actually have friends with the Samsung Frame TV and they freaking love it. And I will see it in the background on like an IG post or whatever. And it just blends in really well with the background. It's not like this overt TV, electronic, which, you know, listen, we're all about trying to bring out the aesthetic in our home. And it would be nice to see more of a movement towards TVs that feel like a part of the decor rather than here's our TVs, our big screen.
Like I have, you know, people have TVs that they, you know, set up with a Chromecast or whatever. And so there's like Google Photos on rotation when the TV's not in use. That is not the same. I'm just going to say it. It's not the same. I want something that looks like a painting when I'm not using it, basically. So it costs a lot. It's like close to $2,000, but maybe I'll just buy it for myself. Why not?
I was trying to think about how you could, you know, get some cardboard, but like a wooden plank or something and like, I don't know, paint it and lean it against the wall, but that's probably
not good
in earthquake country.
Yeah. Yes. The thing is, like, I live in Southern California, so the big one is definitely coming soon. Mm. And anything that's just, like, leaning or not, like, securely mounted is definitely going to just crash and break. So the time is not now for me and the Frame, but it's coming. I can feel it.
Perhaps I should also get you some furniture, the little things that go behind the furniture to bind it to the wall. Just
Yeah.
Two on the money?
Like child-proofing the TV? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's on your wish list this year? Tell me, what can I get you?
You can't get it for me because everywhere I've looked, this thing is sold out. I really want a Dyson Airwrap. I really want the Dyson Airwrap. Mm-hmm. Again, people in they freaking love it.
What is it? What's going on?
Every friend that has it like makes an advertisement for them. On their Instagram, like I'll see my friend just like, oh my God, look at how I curled. Or I'll see like the after effect. I'm like, wow, they just make it look so easy. So do all the Sephora reviews.
But wait, so it's a hair dryer that also curls at the same time? Is that
The air wrap. I believe the air wrap is the curler version. And then they have a hair dryer version, which is quiet and small, but that it has its own attachments that will do similar kind of styling. But this one in particular, I need something for the second and third day hair because I can't wash my hair every single day. So, you know,
that's excessive.
Exactly. And I just kind of feel like it's finally time to get one. All of my hair stuff is really, I've been slowly upgrading it, buying like ceramic hairbrushes, you know, getting like serums for my scalp, just trying to like be more healthy about what's going on in there. So,
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Listen, I have that Revlon brush that's also a hair dryer.
Oh, yeah.
It does not work for me because this is a little
bit. You're already very
curly.
Yes.
I have way too much hair, and this brush is supposed to like straighten your hair as you're, and it's not going to happen. So I'm going to mail it to you and you can have my used hair.
The thing is, Caitlin, if you really
I only used it one time.
If you really do need to get rid of stuff, you know, you're always more than welcome to send it up here because I'm just up here in Northern California.
You give me your skincare samples. Yes, it's a trade.
Exactly. The thing about this Dyson, though, is it's way more expensive than that Revlon. It's like $500 for the full kit. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it is. It's as much
Revlon
as a vacuum.
Revlon thing was like $30.
Yeah, exactly. This is...
That's... Oh my God, Flo.
I know, but every review, this is absolutely out of my budget. That's why it's on my wish list. It's probably a good thing that it's not available. I have backup gifts for the parties involved.
The party. I'm glad that you have an A list and a B list.
I just want to look like I came out of a photo shoot prep session, like every time I walk out of the house, for the few times I do walk out of the house, because I just feel like I'm constantly rushing to make myself look good. And I don't know. Maybe I also just need to deal with the cold, hard facts of aging. Perhaps that's on my wish list.
Why do you do this to us every episode? Why do you have to do this every single episode?
It's the end of the episode, so I start to get a little more. I mean, existential. What can I say? It's the holidays.
You actually that old, regardless of what Florence would have you think. We are
the college kids in downtown San Francisco this last weekend made me feel so old with their cute crop tops, wearing what I was wearing as a 10-year-old in the 90s.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
I'm suffering.
All right. Well, Flo is in her feelings. I can't with you.
I'll have everybody know Caitlin has to constantly edit out my feelings from the headlines, too, because sometimes I'll just be like, it's really existential when I read this. I'm really sorry. Somebody please pay her hazard pay, please. It's a lot. I know.
Listen, take a Theragun or a TV in
perhaps I'll get you that Theragun. It seems more in line with my budget.
Okay. That's fair. That's totally fair. Well, Flo, we did it. We have given all of our recommendations for the holidays, and hopefully people found this useful because we all need to start buying things ASAP or they're not going
to
show up.
As much as we want to protest the holiday, we have to buy things.
I mean, as we've discussed, I actually do like buying things. I like to give gifts, and so do you. So hopefully everyone else is feeling that same spirit as well this year. We're going to have an entire gift guide on Gizmodo with all of the links to everything we talked about here. So don't feel like you had to write everything down as we were talking. And before we go, we wanted to thank our producer, Michaela Heck, and our sound engineer, Ryan Allen, and our lovely art designer, Vicky Lita. And if you have any questions about anything that we talked about today or comments, we love comments, you can email us at gadgets@gizmodo.com. You can also tweet us at Gizmodo. You can find me on Twitter at Caitlin_McGarry, unfortunately, _. And Flo is at Flo. And please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, if you leave us a rating and a review, super helpful. It helps other people find us. So thank you so much. Until next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.